Sharing our scripture readings this morning, our first reading is from Psalm chapter 82. God has taken his place in the divine council. In the midst of the gods, he holds judgment. How long will you judge unjustly and show partiality to the wicked? Give justice to the weak and the orphan. Maintain the right of the lowly and the destitute. Rescue the weak and the needy. Deliver them from the hand of the wicked. They have neither knowledge nor understanding. They walk around in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are shaken. I say, you are gods, children of the Most High, all of you. Nevertheless, you shall die like mortals and fall like any prince. Rise up, O God, judge the earth, for all the nations belong to you. Our second reading is from Luke chapter 10, verses 25 through 37. An expert in the law stood up to test Jesus. Teacher, he said, what must I do to inherit? He said to him, what is written in the law? What do you read there? He answered, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and with all your mind and your neighbor as yourself. And he said to him, you have given the right answer. Do this and you will live. But wanting to vindicate himself, he asked Jesus, and who is my neighbor? Jesus replied, a man was going down to Jerusalem to Jericho and fell into the hands of robbers, who stripped him, beat him, and took off, leaving him half dead. Now by chance, a priest was going down that road, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. So likewise, a Levite, when he came to the place and saw him, passed by on the other side. But a Samaritan, while traveling, came upon him, and when he saw him, he was moved with compassion. He went to him and bandaged his wounds, treating them with oil and wine. Then he put him on his own animal, brought him to an inn, and took care of him. The next day he took out 2 denarii, gave them to the innkeeper, and said, take care of him, and when I come back, I will repay you more, repay you whatever more you spend. Which of these 3 do you think was a neighbor to the man who fell into the hands of the robbers? He said, the one who showed him mercy. Jesus said to him, go and do likewise. We bless the reading of God. At this time, I would like to introduce Alan Pancake, who will be playing his music for us. He plays in other venues just besides churches. If those of you on social media would like to follow him, he has a Facebook page called Alan Pancake and Friends Music. And we are so blessed to have him here today, as well as to welcome his wife, Melissa, who I know assists him as well. So at this time, please welcome Alan Pancake sharing his music with us.
Good morning. Before I forget to mention it, the wonderful musicians over here that play every Sunday, it's so relaxing to come in here to work on the piano. How about a hand for them? Thank you. Melissa. She'll be on to me about that later. All right. Sorry about that. Everybody else. So, if you say by Warren Daigle, that would be called out of this. Sitting there playing the second song, trying to remember and figure out why in the world I first song that I've been playing for probably 15 years. And then I kind of got out of the corner of my eye or the screen, so maybe I can blame it on that. I'm kind of watching myself on the screen in my class. Let's see. I'm sorry? No. I was just making excuses. I couldn't come up with anything else. I'm not even getting dirty looks from my wife. Tell you everything. You gotta blame stuff. Do we remember this one here, this old one? When we all get to heaven? So this will be the first time I'll try to prep an audience. So mistakes will be made. I'll probably laugh at myself a little bit, but we're just gonna go for it here. Play a little bit of old-time 1920s stride piano for when we all get to heaven. Kind of goes like this. Some of the newer stuff, and been doing some weddings this year, and a few more to do. And the wedding song right now seems to be Goodness of God. Did we hear that song on the radio? Anybody know that one? Not so much. But you might recognize it, Melanie. It's fun to play. It's a great song. If I can find it here. Thank you.
so much. Thank you for having me. Got time for one more real quick? One of my favorite hymns, but it kind of soft and a little different. What a Friend We Have in Jesus. If you need a moment to close your eyes and relax, this would be it. Awesome. First time I've done this, so played one, come up with something new a few weeks back when we shut up.